The naval officer nominated to become the head of U.S. Central Command told the Senate panel today that the military ought to lower its expectations for success in Iraq. Admiral William Fallon was speaking to the Senate Armed Services Committee.
Maybe we ought to redefine the goals here a bit and do something that's more realistic in terms of getting some progress, and then maybe take on the other things later.
The Senate is expected to confirm Fallon as Chief of Central Command. He will succeed retiring General John Abizaid and become commander of U.S. forces in the world's most volatile region. As NPR's Guy Raz reports, Fallon's strength could have a lot to do with what he doesn't know.
By his title, Admiral, you've probably figured out that William Fallon is a Navy man, and a Navy man who's about to take command of two ground wars, one in Afghanistan and the other Iraq. Now, it may seem unusual for a seafarer to oversee land-based battle, but think again. The machinery of the global economy depends on three key choke points in the area called CENTCOM. And all of these choke points are sea lanes, the Straits of Tehran and Hormuz, and the Suez Canal. And through these lanes, tankers carry a crucial portion of the world's oil. So it's probably why Michigan Senator Carl Levin describes Central Command as
the U.S. military's most challenging combatant command.
The U.S. military basically divides the world into five areas of responsibility. The military calls them unified combatant commands. And right now, Fallon is in charge of Pacific Command, or PACCOM, the area that includes most of Asia. It makes him one of the five most important field commanders in the U.S. military. But Central Command, or CENTCOM, where he's headed, is the most high profile, the most glamorous. This is where the celebrity general is born. Tommy Franks, Anthony Zinni, Norman Schwarzkopf, all of these men, CENTCOM commanders. Now, in his testimony today, Fallon proved he's got a lot to learn about his new patch of the Earth's surface. Here's a question he got from Senator Carl Levin.
What do you understand the policy to be? Could this flow change? Could it be slowed down, stopped, if the Iraqis do not carry out the commitment? And my operative word is there, could it be slowed down?
Senator, I have not gotten into the details of these plans.
Senator Hillary Clinton had several questions as well.
Could you just briefly respond to those, please?
Senator, very interesting area. Wouldn't presume to dive too deeply into this pool yet because I don't know enough detail.
And here's Senator John McCain.
What's your degree of confidence that the Iraqi government and military are up to the task that we are now embarking on in this new strategy?
Critical question. Particularly in the political arena. And I don't have an assessment of that.
And here's Senator Jack Reed.
How many real extra bodies are going out to accompany these 20,000 extra troops from civilian agencies?
Senator, I don't know.
Isn't that important for you to know, sir?
And I intend to find out.
But he's only got until early March to bone up. Fallon's predecessor, John Abizaid, retires in a month. Guy Raz, NPR News, Washington.